Welcome back, everybody, to Paranormal or Reality. This is your host, Joe. Hope you guys are having a great day. Almost the weekend. I know I've been a little bit MIA lately regarding my podcast, but we're back at it again with another scary story. And let's go right into it. So, everybody, this story goes a little bit like this. It's an experience my mom had back, I want to say when I was about 11 or 12 years old. We used to live in these townhomes. So it was a two-story townhome. One night when me and my sister weren't there, it was just pretty much my mom and my stepdad. She woke up around 2:30 in the morning, wanting to go downstairs and grab a glass of water. So as she makes the commute down the stairs, she can see kind of like an outline of someone sitting in on the sofa. So she goes, she gets down there, she turns on the light, and whoever was sitting there turns around, or turns their head, I should say, and says, "Hi, Cynthia," which is my mom's name. So she's kind of just in shock. She thinks she's daydreaming. So she ends up going to the kitchen, getting a glass of water. She looks over, and the person is still there, not facing her anymore. It turned his head straight. It was a gentleman. And she just was in utter shock that she ended up running back upstairs, telling my stepdad that maybe that someone, she thought someone broke into the house. He runs down. They search the area. There's nothing to be found. There's no broken windows. There's no doors that were unlocked down there. Anything. He just vanished. So, shortly after that, my mom, you know, couldn't go to sleep that night. She's thinking about the face. She recognizes the face from somewhere, Finally, it dawns on her. It was an old friend from high school that she ended up seeing there. She tried to get information about him, seeing if maybe he was still alive or maybe he passed away. She was unable to kind of get any validation on it, but I always like to say, be careful when you go to sleep. Make sure everything's locked in the house, all the doors are locked, all the windows, because you don't know when an old friend from your past might just show up in your living room. So I always like to kind of symbolize that with that saying. Very interesting, but hope you guys enjoy this scary story. I know I've been off a while, like I said in the beginning, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to be doing a more consistently. We're going to start doing a Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, or Sunday, I should say, podcast for you guys. Maybe even a Tuesday if we're not busy, but we have so much stuff going on right now, guys. So much adventures, investigations. I want you guys to like this video here. Give me some claps. Show me some appreciation, and I'll leave some social media links in the description, and make sure you guys follow me there. You guys could join me on this journey as we explore these haunted places, and we do something great on my channel, which is it involves directly with you guys, allowing you guys to join me via a live stream. I'm going to change that up. I'm going to announce it pretty soon that I'm changing the live stream format up a little bit. But you guys could be right there with me investigating. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. Embrace your experience. And I'll see you guys next time.